because I've got Linda Condren on the line, and Linda's going to talk to me about Bikram yoga. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. Now, the article I'm reading this from is in the Dublin City Gazette, and the headline is Bikram Yoga, the heat is on for a healthier body and mind. So, the heat is on. So what's the heat? What aspect has the heat got to play with it, Linda?
Well, Bikram yoga is a form of hatha yoga, and there's many forms of hatha yoga. What sets it apart from the other forms of hatha yoga is the heat. The room is heated to 40 degrees Celsius, approximately 105 degrees Fahrenheit, with humidity of about 50 to 60% ideally. What the heat allows is for a deeper stretch of your muscles, because a lot of people would come in with, say, different injuries that they may have, or tightness or poor flexibility. And the heat allows them to be able to get into the postures a little bit better, softening the muscles.
Right. Has this system been recently devised, or has it been known about for thousands of years?
Well, all yoga has been came about years ago, obviously, thousands of years. But different people have put sequences together. So Bikram is an actual man. It's Bikram Chowdhury, and he has been practicing yoga since he was 3 years of age, and he was born in Calcutta. And so he had practiced yoga for many years. As an adult, he had a knee injury that left him with a prognosis of being crippled for life. And he went back to his yoga school and started a daily practice to rehabilitate and repair his knee. From there, then, he started teaching yoga under the supervision of his guru, and trying to work with people that had injuries themselves, and, you know, never having enough hours in the day to treat everybody, because one person would come in with a knee injury, somebody else with a shoulder injury. He devised a series of 26 postures and 2 breathing exercises. And basically, those 26 postures work you from head to toe. So whether you're in with a knee injury, a shoulder injury, or just simply looking for flexibility or mind clarity, the Bikram yoga sequence covers the whole basis of it all.
Okay.
So he brought it together in approximately the 1970s. He brought it to the U.S. and started working with a lot of the stars, Shirley MacLaine being one of them. He likes to his claims to fame start with Shirley MacLaine and how he started working with the stars.
Okay.
And it grew from there.
And she would be somebody who has had achieved great benefits from Bikram yoga. Would that be right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's a big advocate for Bikram yoga, and as are many stars, and even pro athletes, and even to this day now, especially in the States where Bikram began getting bigger and bigger and more popular, a lot of pro athletes now use Bikram yoga to improve their stamina and repair injuries that they've received and prolong their careers, basically, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned to me, Linda, that it's also beneficial for people suffering from disorders such as depression.
Absolutely, yes. I myself have suffered with depression in the past. And all forms of exercise are also good for, you know, the mind. But yoga has been scientifically proven with studies to show that depression scores are lowered with a regular practice of yoga.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, for somebody who's coming to Bikram yoga or any yoga for the first time, like a beginner, for example, they'd go along to the yoga clinic and begin the practice. How long would a session last for example, for somebody who's just starting off?
Well, it would depend on the type of yoga that you choose. Bikram yoga itself is considered a beginner's level series, and it is a 90-minute class consisting of 26 postures and 2 breathing exercises, and most of your postures are done twice. It is a beginner series, so in our form of yoga, there is no physical manipulation. In other words, the teacher does not go over and push you or force you into any posture. They talk you through your practice. Now, as I said, it's called a beginner series, but many people practice it for years. I myself started my practice 12 years ago. And basically, the teacher will talk you through each and every posture that you do, and you will work to the best of your ability, not competing with anybody else, not even competing with yourself, because just because you did it before doesn't mean your body will do it today. And that's one thing we're really advocates for, is that you listen to your physical body and you simply do what you that you're able to do today. For a beginner that's coming to class, especially if you're coming to a Bikram class, what we recommend is that you come extremely well hydrated. Because obviously the heat, you're working in the heat and you will lose, you're losing a lot of sweat and fluids from your body.
Yeah, so the class begins with breathing exercises.
That's correct. The breathing exercise at the beginning of the series is called pranayama. And pranayama means life. So you're breathing in that life breath and that light energy. And what the breathing will do is begin to warm you up internally, because you need to warm from the inside out. Yes, the room is heated, but you want to bring up your own body heat. And it'll also calm you down, and it begins your meditative state, because we call Bikram yoga a 90-minute moving meditation, an open-eye moving meditation. So yeah. Therefore, the breathing is always helpful to calm you down, to bring your attention to the room, and more importantly, bring your attention and your focus to yourself, because for whatever reason you went to the yoga studio, you didn't do it for somebody else, you're doing it for yourself, so therefore it is your practice.
Yeah, so somebody has begun, for example, and they've done their first class, and then they want to continue because they're already experiencing some benefit from it. How many classes would the person need to go to before they feel really invigorated? I know that's dreadful to try and generalise, because everybody is different and people
Absolutely.
From different age groups are different. So, but I mean, how many classes would be recommended for a person who's starting off with Bikram yoga?
Well, what we recommend is, in our studio, we have what's called an introductory offer, which is a month of yoga, and it's €49 and it's unlimited. So when people come in and they sign up for that, what I tell them to do is abuse it. Come in as much as you can. So obviously your schedule may not allow that. But what we would recommend is starting with a minimum of 3 classes a week, if you could. And if you can't get to 3, something is always better than nothing. So even if you make it to 1 class, you've done something good for yourself. Practicing 5-6 times a week is not a problem either, as long as you're hydrating and refueling the body with the proper nutrients it requires. It's not like weight training, where if you weight train for 1 day, you need to give that muscle a rest.
Yeah.
Your body will open up and you will start to reap the benefits the more often you practice.
Yeah. If a person achieves a certain level with Bikram yoga, is it possible for them to continue practicing at home alone, for example?
You can practice at home alone. It's just you want to be quite careful of some of the postures, because with any form of exercise, there can be injuries involved. And as I have mentioned, the heat, the reason we have the heat in the class is to soften those muscles. So you wouldn't want to be over eager throwing yourself into a posture really fast, that you might find, oh, I find this one easy in the hot room, so let me just throw myself into it at home, because you don't have the heat.
Yeah,
but yes, all yoga can be practiced with or without heat. And as I said, the breathing exercise you will do at the beginning of your class or your home practice will generate the heat in your body. You just need to be very mindful. Mindfulness is a huge part of yoga. The asanas, the postures that we do, are just one part of it. Breathing is a big part, and mindfulness. You always want to be mindful of what you're actually doing and not turning your brain to autopilot and saying, oh, this one's easy, I'll just throw myself in.
Yes, I've read too in the article, Linda, that Bikram yoga can lead to weight loss if that's what you're pursuing. Isn't that right?
It can, absolutely. It is what we call a non-impact cardio workout. We begin with the breathing, and then we go to a warm-up series to warm up the joints and the muscles of the body. And then we do a balancing series, and that would be pretty much where your cardio starts to kick into the class. And by simply holding your body in a position in one of the postures for approximately a minute in some of them, you're bringing your heart rate up. So you're working hard, your heart rate is coming up, but you've no impact on your joints. So it's not like if you are running. Runners and other athletes use yoga, as I said, to help, you know, maybe repair the knees that might have taken a little bit of damage while running on concrete. But it is a cardio workout, so therefore it does promote weight loss.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. I'm sorry, Linda, for cutting across. Yeah, do you want to continue there with the
No, go ahead.
Okay, now I'm just looking at the graphics on the page in the Gazette here of the illustrations. There's one of a man. Is that Sean McNamee?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
He
seems to be balancing on his toes. Is that correct? I can't see the.
That is correct.
That's not an easy thing to achieve, Linda. How long would it take for a person who's practicing Bikram yoga to be able to achieve that posture? Because, I mean, that's like ballet. It looks to me a bit like a ballet posture. With the How's that achievable?
You would be surprised, actually. Again, as you stated earlier, everybody is different and everybody is physically different. Yeah. So some people can come in there and stand up on their tippy-top toes, no problem. And then with that posture, it's the setup, being directed through the postures correctly by a certified teacher. So coming up high up onto your tippy-top toes and that posture is setting it up, and then you simply bend the knees. So some people maybe only have their heels off the floor a tiny bit to begin with and that posture, and then eventually they're all the way up on their toes. Again, it's some people can achieve it in a matter of weeks. I have been practicing, as I said, for 12 years now, and I still have further to go in my postures. And while some of them look great, others, I still have further to go, which is what keeps Bikram interesting. Because we do the same 26 postures, if it was easy and if it was the same every time, you'd get bored with it. But you always have somewhere further, deeper to go into every posture that you do, which keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
So with a Bikram, and with any form of yoga practice, it's not, the end goal is not necessarily what you're looking to get. You know, yes, standing in splits in a posture called standing bow may look fantastic. But for example, I have a woman who is practicing in our studio, a beautiful woman named Linda Gaynor. And a year ago, she fell down the stairs and broke her neck and was paralyzed. And she is somebody that works in the fitness industry herself, so was therefore so put off and so upset by how her life had changed by a simple accident of falling down the stairs. So for that standing bow pulling pose where some people can stand in splits, she has now achieved being able to simply pick up her own foot with her own hand without using a strap. That is more inspiring. Yeah. Seeing that. And it's not, you know, yes, we encourage the people that are great flexibility to go further in their practice, but it's mindful. It's the achievements that people can get, those small little achievements, because of the big things that they've had to deal with. So standing up on your tippy-top toes and looking like you're doing a ballet move is not what the yoga is about. Mm-hmm. It's just a direction. It's somewhere to go in your posture.
Yeah, and if anybody who takes up yoga, then it can become a lifetime practice, isn't that right?
Absolutely, yes. I always joke with the way people say, you know, a puppy is not just for Christmas. Neither is yoga. It's not just a Christmas voucher, you know. It's for life.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Linda, we don't have much more time to spend, but I noticed that you have spent many years practicing and training in the US, and today happens to be the 4th of July and it's Independence
Day. That's right, Independence Day.
Yeah. And you're back here in Ireland and you have a studio in Kildare, but you're now bringing the teaching to the heart of Dublin. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Just 2 months ago, we've opened our second studio, which is in Stony Batter, just on Arbor Hill. It's been open for 2 months now. We just thought it was a good place to bring the studio to. You know, we noticed a lot of studios open up on the south side of the city, and there's not a lot there in the north side. And we figured, you know, they're ready for it.
Okay, well, just tell me, before I let you go, what the opening times are and how can people get in touch if they're interested in contacting you to begin the lessons?
Well, we are open 7 days a week, and we have morning classes, early morning classes at 6:30 a.m., some 10 a.m. classes, and evening classes. So if I was to list them all now, there'd be just too many. So the best thing to do is visit our website, which is at bikramnorthdublincity.ie, and you can contact us through there, through email or the phone numbers there, if anybody wants to contact us regarding coming to class or any further questions they may have about beginning their Bikram yoga practice.
Yeah, well, I think really the offer now is terrific. €49 for a month, for 1 month, yes. Unlimited yoga. I don't think you could better that anywhere at all. I may come along myself.
Yeah, as I said, it's unlimited, and the more often you use it, the better value it becomes. You can even use that twice a day. That's the thing with Bikram yoga. You can, as crazy as it might sound to some people, twice a day. Yes.
Well, you know,
if you wished.
Some people have different levels and wish to have different levels of achievement. So there we go. Okay, Linda, thanks very much for taking the call, and the best of luck with the new practice in Stony Batter. I hope everything goes brilliantly for you.
Thank you, Pat. And I believe you've taken some hatha yoga practice yourself. So by all means, come down, take a class with us, be our guest, and then maybe you can report back to your listeners how your experience with Bikram yoga was.
I've been practicing for over 30 years at this point.
Fabulous. Yeah. So you've yet to try Bikram yoga?
I have yet. Yes, I've yet. But as I said earlier, it's a lifetime thing. It's not just for Christmas, as you pointed out.
Yep.
Okay, Linda, thanks
very
much. Great,
so maybe we'll see you in the studio. Thank you, Pat.
I hope so. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, that was Linda Condren there from the BNDY Yoga Studios in Arbor Hill.